I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers scandalous stories from Kane's historic hotel era. It was a time when fortunes were quickly made and lost. Dating back to the 1880s, local hostelries sprung up like weeds on the hilltop. Due to Kane's flourishing gas, oil, lumber, and glass industries, business travelers needed proper accommodations and good food. Local hotels like the first-rate Thompson House and later the new Thompson House offered pure milk, spring water, and farm-fresh eggs and vegetables. The Kane Republican reported that in 1915, the Alpha Hotel attracted attention when it displayed a 100-pound sea turtle in a large tin receptacle in front of its location on Field Street, before serving up a sizable pot of turtle soup the next day. In the earliest days of the hotel boom, establishments like the St. Elmo at the corner of Haynes and Fraley provided their own stables and livery service. With the opening of the Lamont Hotel, the Kane House, the Griffin Hotel, the New Fleming, the New Centennial, and the Windsor, the Hilltop had its own version of Hotel Row. In addition to offering food service, Kane's hotels had bar rooms, and the booze flowed even during Prohibition days. According to the Kane Republican, in 1913, a lovelorn Corey salesman took his own life at the Alpha Hotel on Field Street after his lover had done the same. In 1922, the Lamont Hotel, Kane's second largest hostelry with 63 rooms, was gutted by fire. Fortunately, all 75 guests escaped harm, most of them in their nightclothes. In 1931, five federal prohibition agents raided the Kane House, arresting its proprietors, leaving in their wake several battered doors, broken windows, and shattered bottles, according to the Kane Republican. When the building was razed in 1941, workers discovered a cave-like section underground where a case of 80-year-old champagne was found along with a bottle of rum. The newspaper reported that heavy iron reinforced doors were removed from one section, which housed a fancy bar, and memories of blood and thunder, police raids, fistfights, and fast guns. In the first floor barroom, patrolman Neil Fulmer was shot in the back with a 12-gauge shotgun in the hands of a bartender. In 1954, police nabbed a would-be killer at the Reveley Hotel after word got out that the Kentucky man was gunning for a local woodsman. In 1946, the new Thompson became the Penn Kane and underwent an extensive modernization. The coffee shop was transformed into a modern cocktail lounge with live entertainment. In 1954, the Penn Kane was the scene of tragedy when a James City man leaped through a fifth-floor window to his death in the alley below. According to newspaper reports, the man had a slip of paper in his wallet with the names of his friends whom he had chosen as his pallbearers. In 1957, a spectacular crash involving four cars occurred in front of the Penn Kane, with one vehicle nearly smashing into the doorway of the hotel. According to newspaper reports, two car operators received minor injuries and property damage was estimated at $5,000 in a spectacular chain reaction accident. Pedestrians ran to safety as a car was hurtled through the intersection over the sidewalk and almost directly into the doorway of the Penn Kane Hotel, the newspaper reported. When Martin Grote passed away in 1968, the Kane Republican reported that in addition to being the father of the former Pittsburgh Pirates star Dick Grote, that he was a legendary figure in the hotel business in Kane. The elder Grote was the operator of the Griffin Hotel located at 75 and 77 Fraley Street. The newspaper reported that Grote and his business partner W.W. Swally publicized the Griffin Hotel in the early 1900s as a great attraction not only for business travelers, but the traveling public. The hotel contained 40 finely finished rooms with every convenience, ample baths, and electronic bells. When Martin Grote's wife, Grace Grote, died in Pittsburgh in 1978, his son, Dick Grote, brought the ashes of his parents to Kane for burial in Forest Lawn Cemetery. Thus, one of the most important founders of Kane's Great Hotel era lies in repose back in his ancestral home for all eternity. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.